Devotionals just in time. Do not back up. Never give up. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. The Bible gives us very interesting advice. Well, every advice written in the Word of the Lord is interesting because it comes with all the wisdom of heaven expressed to those who wish to receive it. And this wisdom, once we accept it, we keep it, we put it into practice, will make us, besides everything working for good, to walk in righteousness. Remembering a little bit of mathematics, since we talk about this word righteousness, or rather geometry, the straight line is the shortest distance between two points. That is, when we walk in righteousness, our path becomes shorter, more accurate, because it is focused and takes us directly to the goal. To walk in righteousness is to walk according to God's advice. So let us never discard God's advice. The counsel or advice of God for us to walk in righteousness so that the times are shortened and we are effective, right on time. In Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 35 onward, a special word that I like very much, because at the end of that word, the Lord advises on the importance of standing firm and never ever back down. That's why the word says, do not lose your confidence. That has great reward. Keep this in mind. Your trust in God has a reward. What is a reward? A reward is an award that carries purpose, an award that comes as a result of remaining in the Lord. Trust is of vital importance. It is of vital importance in everything we do. For example, in marriage, if there is no trust, there is no marriage, there is no communication. Once trust is fractured, once trust is lost, everything is lost. And if it can be applied in marriage, we can apply it in all areas and in all things, in any relationship, trust is important. When there is no trust, the first thing we can think of is to go back and move backwards. Trust is of vital importance to remain firm in Christ. Likewise, if you are in a job, you are given the opportunity in a job to do your best, that means that they have given you a vote of confidence by giving you that position. If you break that vote of confidence, when you fail, you fracture the confidence that they gave you. And many times it will be difficult to recover it again. That is why the Bible gives us this advice. Do not lose your trust, which has a great reward. And it says, do not lose it. In other words, it is telling you to be careful with what you are going to do. Be careful with what you are going to talk about. Be careful with the decisions you are going to make. Look at what you are already doing. Do not go any farther. It is necessary that you make a stop today because you may be affecting the trust of your wife, your husband, your children, or those people who believe that you are capable. Who gave you a new opportunity. God is a God of opportunities, but for God, trust is of great value, and besides of great value, it has great reward. Now look what verse 36 continues saying. Because patience is necessary. Second important point, patience. Well, some will say at this moment, but what are those points about? What are they for? Precisely, this devotional today is to remind you of the importance of remaining firm, faithful to God, and not to turn back, not to look back. In other words, not to move backwards. That reminds me a lot of a movie that I saw when I was a child. And I think it was a long trilogy. I think you also saw it at some point. It was called Never Turn Back, Never Give Up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. What a long movie, but I was always marked by the title, Never Turn Back, Never Give Up. When God places a dream in your heart, it's the first thing that God makes us clear. You will not turn back. Do not turn back. In fact, when Jesus forgives our sins, He erases them totally, completely, and sets us free in such a way that there is no guilt in us. and we do not go back. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 says, so that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. When God forgives, he forgives completely. So the Lord has set us free and made us new creatures, making all things go away, and everything is made absolutely new. Therefore, God is pleased, and we are going to read it later. Those who remain with their eyes set on Jesus and focus on the purpose we receive in Christ to be opportune in time, to take advantage of the times, to move forward and not backwards, because those who go backwards are not very pleasing to God. But now I am going to read it to you because the Bible said so. But to get to that point, Pastor, how do I avoid going backwards in front of what I'm seeing? First, the Bible tells us to trust, and trust. Trust is built, my beloved friend. To trust, you need to know, and that knowledge must be based on the experience of knowing, not only to hear who God is, but to know that He is God in your life that will give you confidence to remain. The second thing the Bible says is patience. Patience is knowing how to wait without losing your temper. That is patience. Third, to do the will of God that will keep you aligned to His plan so you don't deviate. So first, trust. Second, patience. And third, to do the will of God. Now, Pastor, how do I know God's will? Well, you have to know it. And how do I know God's will? Well, start working on a daily relationship with God through prayer. How much time do you take out of your day to talk to God through prayer? Do you take out enough time? Someone will tell me, Pastor, I am always talking to God. I am driving, I am talking to God. Or I am the bus, I am talking to God. I am working, I am talking to God. That is fine. But if you can find a time where nothing else steals your attention, but you can be focused on what you are going to talk to God, is much better. That's what I mean. To go into our room, our secret place, and close the door, where we can be attentive not only to talk to God, everything we need, but to be attentive to listen to what He wants or what He needs us to listen. The second thing to know the will of God is to study His Word. You cannot be satisfied with saying that I have already accepted Christ in my heart, but it is difficult for me to keep you there. It will be difficult for you to keep the Lord in your heart because you do not have a deep knowledge of God through His Word. Because faith, which is faithfulness, will strengthen you and will help you stand firm. It's produced by hearing, and hearing the Word of God, my beloved friend. So that is important. I will remind you first, trust. Second, patience. And third, do the will of God. And look what it continues to say in verse 37. For a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not be late. But the just one shall live by faith, and if he moves backwards, shall not please my soul. That is what God is saying. The just shall live by faith, and if he draws back, he shall not please my soul. So I come to advise you today, never draw back, never ever give up. Keep that in your heart. I want to make something very clear. If you fight in your own strength, maybe you will overcome once or twice. But at some time, at some point, your willpower will break. The real victory is in listening. Listen to me well. In trusting in what Christ did for you on the cross of Calvary. Learn to wait. That is where we have the patience. That the promises of God will be fulfilled in our life, and that through this waiting we can enjoy the processes that we live daily, where God is teaching us and is working His will in us. Third, to know the Father through His Word, to understand that His will is good, pleasing and perfect. In this way, I renew my thoughts and being to know the Lord. What He wants for me is already recorded in His Word. See, this will make me remain firm, because it will feed my faith, and the Bible says that the righteous, that is, those who have Christ in their heart, They will live by faith. They will manifest life. They will develop purpose. They will enjoy each day by means of what? Faith. And what is faith? Please don't tell me that faith is believing, because the word faithfulness, faith is faithfulness. Faith is obedience. That is faith. But the just shall live by his abiding in Christ. That is faith. That is obedience. This will make him abide. But when you neglect that relationship with God, the first thing that will come to your mind is to go backwards. Unfortunately, the Bible says that God does not like those who give up. But repeat after me, I am not one of those who give up, but one of those who have faith to persevere. So today I stand up in the name of Jesus. The enemy is going to look for you to go backwards, to give up. But God did not design you and did not bring you this far to give up. God is in control of all things. Rest in the Lord and let him direct your steps. And keep this in mind. Build confidence, patience, and do the will of God. All of these have a great reward. Father, I thank you for your word, living and effective word, wonderful word, whose advices give us life, because they lead us to the right path. They make us walk in the right way, and therefore to be effective and on time. We know that the days are bad, and we need to learn to walk in that right order that comes from you. Help us, Lord, to know you more, and that these words are recorded in our heart so we can focus, get up again if necessary, and move forward, because we can do everything in Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. I want to remind you that God always comes just in time. And if you are encouraged and want to receive everyday a word from God, I invite you to enter our YouTube channel. Therefore, there you find us as devotionals, Just in Time. Click on subscribe and click on the little bell. And if you have Instagram, I invite you to follow me. There you find me as @PastorEliasHC. A big hug and many blessings.